Lou Hawthorne loves dogs, especially the family dog, a shepherd collie mix named Missy. Before Missy died in 2002, Hawthorne banked her DNA using the same technology that cloned Dolly the sheep. He partnered with a South Korean research team that recently created not one, but three clones of the dog. The team was led by a South Korean scientist who suffered international disgrace after being found to have faked research. Hawthorne's Northern California biotech company recently held an auction to clone dogs for the five highest online bidders. So far, four people have won the chance to have their dogs cloned, each paying more than $135,000 for the privilege. But some have condemned the offer.
There's no shortage of animals in this country. There are, in fact, dogs wanting homes. We don't need to be creating dogs. Another is that the technology is not very well worked out. It's not very safe. A lot of the time, there's not a success. And when there is a success, and we've thrown all this money at it, quite often the animals turn out to have health problems.
Hawthorne disagrees.
The world is overpopulated. Are you immoral for having children? I don't think so. So if you want to go to a shelter and get your next dog, do so. It's a wonderful choice. It's a very positive thing to do. If you want to go to a breeder and get a specific breed, that's something you can feel good about as well, as long as you go to a high-quality, ethical breeder. Likewise, if you have an exceptional one-in-a-million dog, and usually these are mutts that can't be reproduced any other way, you can feel fine about going to a cloning company.
Groups critical of the dog cloning effort also say the process is cruel, arguing that hundreds of failures are typical before one mammal is successfully cloned. But BioArts claims dogs are much less likely to miscarry or give birth to malformed offspring during the cloning process than other animals.